Welcome to the Iris Podcast. You're listening to a talk as part of the Scottish Conference on Inclusive Learning Disability Research, organised by the Scottish Consortium for Learning Disability, the Open University and Iris. This talk was recorded on the 7th of June 2011. Ian Brooks, Sylvia Archibald and Kerry McInnes. Keys to our research, unlocking the doors to a better future.
Good morning. I'm Ian Brooks, part of the research team that worked with Ulthram and Stirling University. On my left is Kerry, one of my associates. I'd like to start today asking, what risk have you taken today? Would you like to turn to somebody next to you and just ask, have you taken a risk today? Thank you. We would like to present today keys to our research, unlocking the doors to a better future.
Shall we start by telling people what our research has been about?
The purpose of our research has been to find out what service users need to get the best out of social work practice on risk. In particular, we are concerned about the new policy for adult protection.
Now we would like to tell you how we went about researching this topic.
Our process has been quite a journey. These are the steps within it. First, we started by thinking about the research methods would work best and decided to use drama activities in a method known as form theatre. We then had to develop drama skills ourselves and think how to facilitate these activities for others.
When we had done this, we put together a pilot program and tested it out to see how well people responded and what they had to share with us. We then took time to think about what we had learned and reflect on what worked well and what didn't. All the while, our own understanding of adult protection was developing. Based on this, we made improvements and offered the sessions we had piloted to four more groups across central Scotland. We filmed the sessions and recorded participants' feedback on flip chart diagrams as we went along.
Now we are taking a step back and looking at all of this.
People might like to know more about the sessions, what we did, we do within them.
Each group took part in four sessions. With each group, we had to discover how to work at a good pace for people participating. Within all of them, we did the following things.
Got to know where people were starting from and what their past experiences of social workers had been. Then we showed people as a key moment in the adult protection process. We then asked their advice. How could this moment work better? What did each person, social worker, support person and the person at risk need to do to make things better?
We involved participants in thinking through and acting out the rest of the journey through the adult protection process. Throughout, we listened to people and gave them different ways to express themselves and be in the group, including informal time to share their own experiences.
We are looking carefully at everything that's been said and done and have some thoughts on what we've learnt. How would you sum these up, Ian?
As we've worked with people, we've found the journey covers a lot of rough ground. People have come with different experiences and needs. We have had to learn how to respond differently and adapt as we do. Keeping flexible about how we ask people's views and thinking widely to understand what they may be trying to get across. People need time to think and opportunity to come at different things in different ways.
This leaves us with a concern we have for social workers when they investigate what's best for the person who is at risk of harm. Social workers may be boxed in by time constraints, procedures and forms, and may not find it easy to be flexible enough with a person to help them find the confidence and gain the awareness to engage in risk assessment as a citizen wrong rather than a victim abuse.
We have seen ourselves just how different people's experiences and perceptions are, and we learn from them. It's been a two-way journey. We let them know a lot more about the adult protection policy, and they've let us know what their concerns are and their way of doing problem solving.
We are also thinking about talking with social workers. It's very important to speak with them. They give us insight into how they plan, and we have passed on to them our concerns, what we've heard. It's exciting and it's a demanding work. However, we do want to know, in a year's time, will social workers remember what we have to say? Will we be using it in their work? How will it make a difference?
A lot more needs to be understood about how the service users' views, research and policy making work together. That's why this conference is so important. It gives us a chance to look at this together. Thank you.
This recording is copyright of Iris 2011. It may be reused in the terms of Creative Commons licences, Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 2.5 UK Scotland licence. Go to www.iris.org.uk for more information.